WTAW News Time is 7:04. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Lunchtime customers and employees at a Bryan fast food restaurant saw police pay a visit Wednesday. Officer Kelly McEthan says an employee was arrested at Long John Silver's, accused of selling PCP to a local woman in the parking lot.
And during a search of the business, they found a bottle that contained about 20 grams of PCP, or what was believed to be PCP. It still has to be tested, inside the freezer in the back of the business.
30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn was arrested for selling within a school zone, and 40-year-old Catherine Bailey of Bryan was arrested for possession. McEthan says restaurant management, who were not aware of the operation, cooperated in the search of the business. Now in its fourth month, the College Station City Council has taken the next step to create two land use management districts in the area of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6.
Last night, the council approved sending proposed state legislation to Austin. State laws are required for the districts, allowing participating property owners to control the development of commercial, retail, residential, and healthcare businesses. Most of last night's two-hour discussion was the separation of power between the council and the district boards. James Benham thought they had reached a consensus.
I'm in favor of this as long as we have budget oversight, approval of property taxes, service fees, assessments, and service taxes, approval of the budget, and I would like to see maybe a pretty long, maybe a 45-year sunset provision that would allow for the financing and reimbursement to the developers to complete, but would have a natural sunset date.
Benham's motion giving the council veto power over appointments to the board governing undeveloped land east and south of Scott and White Hospital passed on a 4-3 vote. The main motions endorsing state legislation passed 6-1, with Jess Fields voting no. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
This week's rainfall meant some motorists experienced trouble earlier with flooded roads. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan advises drivers to continue to watch out for barricades.
Obviously, we got some more rain in the forecast. We know now that we're at our limit, so if you do approach a barricade where there's water running on the roadway.
Driving around barricades means risking a fine of $2,000 and up to 180 days in jail. An Iola man is hospitalized in College Station following a crash during Wednesday's rainfall. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the driver of a two-ton pickup left Fitch as he was approaching Highway 30.
The vehicle left the roadway on the south side of the roadway. The truck went through the ditch, through a milling stockpile, and drove off the east side about 20 to 25 feet above ground level.
The truck flew for over 100 feet before crashing into a muddy area. 49-year-old Donald Hill, who was wearing his seatbelt, was taken to the med with serious injuries. There were no passengers. Local school officials are keeping their fingers crossed that the flu season won't be as bad as in other parts of the state and country. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris tells students and employees to stay home when symptoms arise.
From what I've heard, the strain that's going around comes on pretty quickly, at least one of them does. And I've had several people tell me they felt fine 1 hour and the next hour they had it and were down for a week. So hopefully we won't be hit too hard this year and we'll stay healthy.
College Station ISD also reports normal absence rates since the start of the second semester. With more rain forecast and coming off of at least 4 inches earlier this week, you might not be thinking of drought. But state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M is looking at greenhouse gases and changes in the ocean over the rest of the century.
Bottom line for this is it's much more likely to have a record warm year than it will be to have a record cold summer or winter. And once you start getting out into the latter part of the 21st century, these start becoming somewhat alarming in terms of what the possibilities are.
Nielsen Gammon was in San Antonio this week telling cotton producers, "We've been in this weather pattern since the mid-1990s. As District 14 Representative John Rainey begins his first full term, he says he and other lawmakers are already discussing legislation and costs. Rainey says citizens are rightly concerned with Texas's big bonded indebtedness, but he isn't sure how it's going to be handled.
This is totally rumor. Yesterday or day before, that with the amount of money that the comptroller says we're going to have, that we will already bust the cap that we could go over. So there's some possibility of maybe doing away with the franchise tax and adding a penny to the sales tax, and then taking that extra money that will be coming in to make up the difference.
Rainey says his first reaction is to question how a higher sales tax would affect cities along the border and whether it would drive Texan businesses to Louisiana, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and New Mexico. WTAW News time is 7:10. It's 48 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Hey, I appreciate you doing a testimonial for us.
You guys changed my life.
Well, thanks.
I'm on the radio?
Yep.
I'm on the air?
Yep.
And nobody knows it's me, right? Because I'm a very private person.
That's why we gave you a wig and blurred your face.
Oh, and did you disguise my voice?
Uh-huh.
Good. Ask away.
And what kind of job did you find at AggieLandHelpWanted.com?
Oh, a retail job. I posted a resume in minutes. It was free, super easy.
Thank you, Bunny Grosky. We appreciate your help.
Oh, you just said my name.
There's a delay. We can edit it out.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
No. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Hey, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at MooreFeed.com.
Another round of rain may actually be headed our way. We'll look for a mixture of clouds and sun today. It'll be mild with highs up around 70. Clouds may be a shower or two tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 65. During the day tomorrow, we'll see considerable cloudiness. We could see some showers or thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow are going to be up to about 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a few showers, 45. Chance of shower Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look at Your Sports, and we're looking at a brand new offensive coordinator coming from West Virginia. We'll share that with you here in just a little bit. Also, another award for Johnny Football, this time coming from the Manning family, and the 20th-ranked Texas A&M women's team took a run at their fifth top 10 team this season. We'll tell you how that came out here at about 7:50.
Oh, it goes 7:12 right now. It's 46 here. What's the temperature in Morgantown, West Virginia this morning?
Boy, we've got a warm day today. It's supposed to be 50 degrees, which is extremely unusual. I mean, we've been down in the 20s.
Yeah, we'll hit 72 today, so, you know, maybe Jake will like it here. This is Kyle Wiggs. He's sports director, WAJR, in Morgantown, West Virginia. So Jake Spavital will be coming back down into Texas to become the co-offensive coordinator and the quarterbacks coach at Texas A&M. But he's been at the Mountaineers for a couple of years. Kind of give us your view of his stay there.
Well, he's a great young guy. I mean, he's in his mid-20s, I guess, approaching his upper 20s, 27 years old, somewhere in that range. And he's been here as an assistant for 2 years. He got a jump on being a full-time assistant. He had followed Dana Holgorsen around. He had been a graduate assistant at four different schools and came with Dana from Oklahoma State and, again, got a jump on being a full-time coach because everybody probably remembers the Bill Stewart situation from here a couple of years ago. Dana
right.
was going to be the offensive coordinator for a year, a coach in waiting. Bill Stewart got forced out. Dana got promoted to head coach a year early. And then Jake, there was a vacancy on the staff, so Jake got the job right off the bat as quarterback's coach. And he's done that the last 2 years, and the players love him. Geno Smith had a fabulous relationship with him and is just the guy who's young and eager and always prepared. Dana always says when it comes time to put the game plan together, Jake always seemed to be a step or two ahead of him and kind of down the road already thinking ahead and working ahead in terms of the game plan. So I think he's got a very bright coaching future. He comes from a coaching family. His grandfather is a legendary head coach. His brother is a college assistant. So I think the world of him. I think he's going to have a nice career as a college coach.
You know, and it's great at 27. He coached Brandon Weeden at Oklahoma State and Geno Smith there, and now he gets a chance to be with Johnny Manziel. That's pretty good coaching credentials at this age.
Yeah, not to mention Geno Smith. I mean,
yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because 73 touchdowns or something. Pretty amazing job there.
Yeah, it was fun to watch the offense, and Jake had a hand in that.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, good stuff. Listen, I appreciate the information on that this morning. Kyle, thanks for visiting with us.
All right, guys, no problem.
All right, see you
later.
Thanks, sir. That's the sports director of WAJR in Morgantown. So a little background there. It comes from a coaching family. I don't know that we knew that.
And I did some digging. I couldn't find a whole lot other than what he had done.
Good, yeah. I'm glad to hear about that. In the meantime, we turn our attention now to Florida.
Yay!
Uh-huh. Because a python hunting competition starting tomorrow. No, they really. It's drawing.
Is this like rattlesnake roundups like we used to do?
Almost.
Except that pythons are an invasive species that were got out of, you know, pet stores and stuff, or were let loose and ended up taking over the Everglades, and now they're gigantic and swallow alligators and stuff.
They floated on old cars. Those are the people from Cuba. But anyway, But they're going to have this hunting competition that starts tomorrow. Hundreds of amateurs armed with clubs, machetes, and guns into the Florida Everglades, where captured Burmese pythons have exceeded the length of minivans and are weighing as much as grown men. It's called Python Challenge 2013, a month-long event sponsored by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, open to hunters and non-hunters alike.
Yeah, because they're majorly destroying the natural wildlife.
They are. Participants pay a $25 entry fee and take an online training course.
Get out.
Which consists mostly of looking at photographs of both the targeted pythons and the protected native snakes. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Know the ones that you're not going to get in trouble with. The State Wildlife Agency offering prizes of $1,500 for the most pythons captured and $1,000 for the longest python.
Really?
So, big deal.
Bet you they taste like chicken.
That could be. There's one python that is not going to be caught.
I think snake tastes more like catfish, personally.
Okay.
Just side note.
Don't think I've had snake. Not sure. But you never know.
I've had rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake, too.
Eat boudin, you never know what you're going to get. During an early flight to New Guinea yesterday morning, people on board a plane had a dramatic snakes on a plane moment after a passenger noticed a rather large snake crawling on the wing of the airplane. It was a 10-foot python. It was the only snake aboard, though.
It's trapped outside, though. It's not like it's indoors.
After hours of the life and death struggle, the jet-hopping snake eventually succumbed to the 250-mile-an-hour gusts and died.
Poor guy.
Well, again, you have to understand where you're going to be safe. As you said, though, Kat, if they are intrusive, I don't think climbing onto the wing of an airplane is exactly what...
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be screaming and jumping around. I'd be like, huh, there's a snake on the wind.
But again, I'm thinking the snake probably, once he got up here, went, well, there's nothing to eat, and that's probably what he's looking for, that or a place to sleep. But in the meantime, while we're talking about... thank you.
That's my fault, sorry.
That's okay. It's a computer thing. While we're talking about what people are getting paid, $1,500 for the most pythons, $1,000 for the longest python, that does bring to mind that sometimes people cheat in these kind of contests. When the winner of a sea fishing contest proudly showed off the 13-pound bass he claimed to have hooked, judges were suitably impressed, but they began to suspect something fishy was going on. Thank you. When one of the fellow competitors claimed to recognize that creature. Rather than pulling the prize money bass out of the English Channel, as he had claimed, it turned out that Matthew Clark had stolen it from a local aquarium.
Yeah.
Again, they wouldn't notice. He and his fellow entrant Shane Bentley spotted the bass's distinctive markings and began to investigate. And, in fact, they found a picture that showed the 13-pound bass exactly where he was supposed to be, which was in the aquarium. Thus, by the way, they had to give up the prize money, and they have to do 100 hours of community service after admitting.
Well, good.
Yeah, because it was basically burglary. Hey, next half hour, comebacks of 2013. People and products that have been struggling will be making a comeback in 2013.
Oh, see, that's I thought you were referring to rude things we said back and forth to each other on this show.
Oh, no. Comebacks, yeah, I like that. Okay. Cutting back kids' time watching TV and playing video games may not encourage them to spend more of the day running around outside.
Especially not in Texas.
Yeah, well, again, just because they're not doing that doesn't mean they're doing good stuff, right? So that's what they're saying. Researchers say that just 4 in 10 U.S. American kids meet the dual national guidelines for getting enough physical activity and limiting screen time. But the likelihood of kids exercising regularly didn't depend on whether or not they were kept away from said screens. What are those guidelines, you might ask? I know you would. Guidelines for the National Institute of Health and the American Academy of Pediatrics say for elementary school kids to get at least 1 hour of exercise beyond their fingers, okay, and spend less than 2 hours in front of a screen every day. Well, that's not going to happen.
Not when you're cutting out recess yes. and stuff.
Well, I'm thinking they're not going to. You're going to be able to cut it down to 2 hours in front of a screen. I don't know. Good luck with that.
Yeah, right.
Now, have y'all seen tutus? Do you know about tattoos? I guess is what they're called. Tattoos. These are temporary tattoos to put on your child's arm.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have not seen those.
Well, some of them are like you can have your phone number printed.
Right. Okay. And that's what it's all about. So it'd kind of be interesting. I'd like to know what folks think about that. You obviously are okay with that. Each tattoo would have the child's parents' contact information. And it is. That's if you're going to be someplace maybe where your child has never been before, or there's a chance that you might get separated, or it could be like in a vacation situation or going to a zoo.
Shoulders, it's not blue tattooed on your shoulder, is it?
Well, I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it. But I'm just saying, is that a good thing to do? Do you think that that's a good way to be able to keep track of your child? Because, you know, it's best if you sit down and talk to him about if we get separated, do such and such.
And that's what we did. And my daughter was bright enough, thankfully, that she just remembered the phone number. But when we went to Disney, I thought about it.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big place, man.
That's right. And again, maybe the kiddo can't remember or gets befuddled and upset and can't remember the right phone number.
Well, why don't you just write it? If they really want it, like have them write it on their arm or something instead of like actually tattooed on there.
Well, it's a tattoo. It's a temporary tattoo.
Well, I mean, okay, how much do these things cost?
I have no idea.
How much is a Sharpie? 39 cents, right?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. It just seems useless.
Obviously,
like, what is the point of this?
We know how. Well, but it might be like a little design.
But I mean,
design.
I wouldn't write it on my kid. I don't think.
It might be a little design, you know, that would make it cute.
As flaky-headed as my brothers and I are, if we never got written on with a number, I don't think it is absolutely necessary. Because we were sort of out there. I know you can't believe
it.
No.
But if we turned out okay, I don't know. I think it's okay.
Are you okay? Are you sure? I don't know. I like the idea of something cute. Would you prefer to go, here, give me your arm, and then they write it on there? I don't know. The idea is to make sure that your kiddos are safe. Oh, next half hour also, the Razzie nominations came
out. Oh, good.
Which is, you know, for those other things there, the really bad ones.
Yes.
This is kind of a creepy story. The cemetery that inspired the original Dracula is dealing with some real-life horrors. CNews is reporting the graveyard at St. Mary's Church in Whitby, England, is covered with ancient bones after mudslides in the area earlier this week. Heavy rains caused the corpses to become unearthed and remained slid down to the nearby cliffs. Whitby is the place where Bram Stoker, in fact, had lived for a little while.
That would be so. Can you imagine living there and walk? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look, here come the bones. Yeah, how very nice. Hello?
That snake that fell off of an airplane. Think of what a surprise it was for the guy who was down there mowing his yard.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
What makes Safelite different? Well, with Safelite, you get the reliability of America's largest auto glass company. Every windshield we replace is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered coast to coast. Plus, a new windshield is the perfect time to get new windshield wipers. Safelite can do that, too.
Just call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com. Or ask your insurance company for Safelite.
It's all about keeping up appearances, especially
especially when it comes to your home. And when it comes to looking good, M&A's work sells itself. Inside and out, Aggie-owned and operated M&A makes your home look great, all the way from maintaining your lawn to painting your home and resurfacing your bathtub, countertop, and showers, all with quality products. We do our work right the first time. Serving the Brazos family. Call 224-3622 or visit online at m-aremodelingtx.com. M&A. Our work sells itself.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hillco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hillco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HillcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HillcoSupply.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 725, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. High temperature today, nice, 72 with mostly sunny skies out there. Maybe a slight chance of showers tonight with 64. Then we're up to 76 for tomorrow, January the 12th. It'll be 76. Will be a 40% chance of rain, and then probably a better chance on Saturday night at about 60%. And then Sunday, a 50% chance of showers. We'll have a wind shift. It'll be cooler. 48 will be the high on Sunday. And then Sunday night down around 34. And just to heads up, that looks like Monday night we'll have freezing temperatures at 32 and still a slight chance of some precipitation. Right now the wind chill is 44. The humidity is 86%. Winds out of the south at 6. We have fair skies and the air temperature is 47.
It's tax time and bottom line bookkeeping is ready. This is Debbie and staff. We want to thank you for allowing us to service your bookkeeping and tax needs for the last 30 years. We invite you to look us up on the web at bottomline.biz and also like us on Facebook. Be sure to call 691-2345 with any questions you might have and to set up your appointment. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 7 years. At Bottom Line Bookkeeping, you know you are more than just a number to us.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Recently, Citigroup announced they were going to drop 11,000 people, 4% of their workforce. Morgan Stanley is the latest Wall Street firm to announce mass layoffs. They're going to whack 1,600 people. That's about 3% of their total staff, and half the layoffs will be in America. The word is that senior employees will bear the brunt of the upcoming layoffs. Wall Street firms are keen to hold on to the junior employees these days for a very simple reason. They cost less. Now, the Wall Street Journal says that the layoffs are the latest sign of Wall Street's retreat as banks are grappling with tumultuous markets, economic uncertainty, and new regulations that have crimped revenue. Now, let's look at that. 5 years into the Obama regime, the economic markets are tumultuous. There is no stability. People see nothing ahead to indicate that there will be stability anytime soon. There's uncertainty. New regulations have hurt profits. And more new regulations are on the way, even as the economic pain from Obamacare and Dodd-Frank continue to be felt. Low information voters' knee-jerk reaction? Obama inherited all these problems from Bush. The truth is, the unending economic morass, the lack of growth, the pessimism, economic strangulation by regulation, all of it belongs to Obama. Here's the new reality. The economy we inherited from Obama is far worse than anything Obama inherited from Bush. Businesses, from startups to Fortune 500, share a common trait. They are intentional. They focus on success. They don't get distracted. They share another success trait as well, folks. Many choose to work from a Regis office. Your beautifully furnished, wired Regis office can be ready when you need it. You get a prestigious address, state-of-the-art amenities. You know what else is included? A receptionist to answer your phones and greet your clients. Access to meeting rooms, video conferencing studios, IT professionals to solve tech problems. Getting intentional about your business starts with Regis. One quick call and Regis will show you how much money you can save with a custom workplace solution for your company. And I'll get you started with 2 months free. Go to regus.com/rush or call them and tell them I sent you for 2 free months. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. Regis, R-E-G-U-S, at 1-800-OFFICES.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to 1.5 acres, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTOW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by locally owned Property Tax Consultants, LLC, providing property tax appeal services for more than 10 years. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The College Station City Council took the next baby step in the future of Rock Prairie Road and Highway 6 as a combination of health services and commercial, retail, and residential development.
The process to create two municipal management districts, which started last October, devoted another 2 hours of council discussion last night.
We're scared that we're going to say okay to something that is going to entitle itself to just run roughshod over people and create some kind of a big problem that we are now responsible for.
That's Julie Schultz wanting assurances from the lawyer consulting the council before last night's vote, sending proposed state legislation to Austin. Carl Mooney spoke to the district east of the freeway that will have authority to assess property taxes to build $60 million of infrastructure.
As I talk to people in the community, they think, oh, they're going to raise taxes and it's going to be on everyone. No, it's just limited to the folks there. They can determine their own priorities as the market dictates, and they don't require a financial handout from the city. This isn't going to tax us.
The district west of the freeway, which has infrastructure in place, could not generate property tax revenue, but both districts could assess fees and other revenue. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A wild ride was taken by the driver of a 2-ton truck in College Station Wednesday afternoon. Police Assistant Patricia Logan says the investigation continues about why the pickup, headed east on Fitch, approaching Highway 30, went off the road and threw a stockpile of road material.
They continued airborne for approximately 100 to 125 feet until crashing into a muddy area, the front end hitting first.
The driver, 49-year-old Donald Hill of Iola, was taken to the med with serious injuries. Logan says Hill, who was alone in the truck, was wearing his seatbelt and was not ejected. Management, employees, and customers of Brian's Long John Silver's restaurant didn't know they were being checked out by police on Wednesday during lunch. Officer Kelly McKeithen says members of the narcotics unit were watching the sale of PCP in the parking lot.
The officers attempted to do this without causing the management and the business much turmoil, and they were notified after officers saw the transaction and then made contact with the manager, who was very cooperative and helpful in every way.
After a bottle of PCP was found in a box of red sauce in the restaurant's walk-in freezer, police arrested an employee, 30-year-old Richard Dunn of Hearn, for selling within a school zone. 40-year-old Catherine Bailey of Bryan was arrested for possession. Two sunny days following heavy rainfall might not be enough to stop possible flooding this weekend. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan reminds motorists that some roads might be barricaded.
If you do go around that barricade, that is a Class B
misdemeanor, which is 180-day jail time up to a $2,000 fine. So you may want to think twice by going around a water barricade if the one's across the roadway.
Road conditions statewide are available online at drivetexas.org, which includes a smartphone app. College Station and Bryan schools so far have not had higher absence rates of employees and students due to the flu. Bryan ISD's Sandy Ferris says it's something that continues to be monitored.
Right now, it's fine. That's not to say that next week it won't pop up. I know that it's out there in the community, but so far we've been lucky and we're just seeing really just an average number of absences right now.
Ferris says when symptoms show up, stay home in order to prevent spreading the flu. With education financing a hotbed issue, Governor Rick Perry's comment that he thinks Texas has done, quote, a phenomenal job of funding education in Texas, is disputed. Representative John Rainey says he thinks teachers and administrators would disagree with Perry.
I think we have good schools in the state. I would like to look at some of the things that we're spending money on that are not being successful rather than looking at more money. That's my first thought. But since we may have it, we may need to be looking at that more closely. If we can find those things that we're making school districts do that are unproductive, we need to get rid of them.
Rainey says he feels that most of them agree that there shouldn't be so many tests that schools have to administer, and he feels that such a change would be a good thing. State climatologist John Nielsen Gammon at A&M was in San Antonio this week telling cotton growers the pattern of hot, dry summers is only likely to get worse.
As we saw with this winter, which was supposed to be a wet one, but until today really hasn't been, there will be surprises because of the randomness of the weather. The ocean temperatures only give us a hint of what's going to happen, and the weather has a mind of its own.
Nielsen Gammon says it's more likely to have more record warm years than record cold ones through the rest of the century. WTAW News time is 7:35. It's 49 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Property Tax Consultants. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farmer ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25 plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Thrive Home Healthcare, CNJ Barbecue, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Aggieland, have the holidays left your pockets feeling a little empty? Well, today's your lucky day, because at Sterling Kia, Zero Down delivers, and nobody gives you more for your trade and sells Kias for less. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead, make your deal.
At Sterling Kia, empty pockets are no problem, because Zero Down delivers. Plus, Sterling Kia wants your current car, truck, or SUV, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth, regardless of make, miles, or condition. 2013 Kia Optima, Zero Down, just $229 a month. 2013 Kia Sorento SUV, Zero Down, just $289 per month. That's right, if you can sign your name, you can drive away. All new Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. In fact, not only does Kia have a better warranty, Kias are rated higher, better equipped, and cost thousands less than the competition. Nobody delivers more for less than Sterling Kia. 97 North Earl Runner Freeway in Bryan. Call 979-846-0607 or online at sterlingautoproof.net. 39 monthly, 12,000 miles per year. Zero due at signing, plus TTL, first payment and fees. With approved credit, includes security deposit on select vehicles. Offer includes all incentives.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Another round of rain may actually be headed our way. We'll look for a mixture of clouds and sun today. It'll be mild with highs up around 70. Clouds may be a shower or two tonight. Lows are going to drop down to about 65. During the day tomorrow, we'll see considerable cloudiness. We could see some showers or thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow are going to be up to about 70 to 75.
Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, few showers, 45. Chance of shower Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
For me, this award is incredibly, incredibly high up on my totem pole and something that I definitely cherished for a long time. So.
That's Johnny Football accepting yet another award. This one is one of the few that's done after the postseason. We'll tell you what that is coming up in just a minute. Jake Spavital is the new offensive co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach at A&M. And Fight Tech Aggie women's basketball team took on a top-five foe. And we'll share the winners and losers coming up at 7:12.
7:39. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the Oscar nominations. We figure, again, if you care, you'll know. But the Razzies just don't get nearly enough publicity.
No, those are by far much more fun.
They are. The Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, the final installment of the teenage vampire series, grabbed 11 Razzie nominations, Woo-hoo. While Adam Sandler, who probably ought to have the thing retired because he just continues to make bad
he
movies.
He needs to have a one named after him.
That's true. That's my boy. And then Tyler Perry also got multiple nominations, but again, both in the case of Tyler Perry and Adam Sandler, they've got so much money, they don't really care what anybody thinks. And then, let's see, worst actor, let's see, Alex Cross, the guy who's in Alex Cross, that's Tyler Perry, yeah, he gets that. The Razzies, which hand out golden raspberry statuettes created in 1980 as an antidote for those organizers who love the backslapping love fest that is called the Academy Awards that come out late in February, this is the answer. These will be, let's see, on the eve of the Oscars, which will be February the 23rd, last year's awards were held on April Fool's Day, but the winners were determined by 650 members of the Golden Raspberry Foundation. Now, see, that'd be pretty cool to be in.
Yeah, how do we get on that? How do we get on that panel?
Is there a gift bag involved? We get like a goodie bag, most importantly. Okay, so a couple of stories having to do with guns. One, this is a little strange. One very close to home in Salina, which is up in Collin County. Ron Miller walked into a Salina elementary school and told staffers he had a gun, according to the district superintendent. Miller told one of the staffers, quote, "I am a gunman. My target is inside the building. I am going into the building. You stop me." Okay. Well, he didn't have a gun. His idea, he said, was he wanted to test the school's safety response. Don't try this at home.
No.
Okay? Don't try this. It's just not smart. Staffers realized he wasn't armed, told him to leave, and they called police, who charged him with making a terroristic threat at his child's school. Posted $75,000 bond and was released from the county jail yesterday. That's in Collin County. Now, in Portland, Oregon, two gun owners with a chip on their shoulder, I guess. The police say the two men openly carried assault rifles in a Portland neighborhood to demonstrate their Second Amendment rights. This is Portland. I thought they only had, you know, like people who walked around in Birkenstocks
they
and stuff.
Throw and roll at each
other. Really?
I've been to Portland.
In addition to numerous 911 calls, the two sent at least one school into a lockdown. It turns out everything they did was perfectly legal. Carrying firearms openly is legal in Oregon, and carrying a concealed gun is legal as long as you've got a valid license. Both men, age 22, have concealed carry licenses, and the rifles are legally owned, so there is nothing that police could or would do. Officers warned the duo that the sight of the rifles obviously would generate 911 calls, and that could tie up some resources that might be needed for a real emergency. But basically, that's it. No shots fired, no arrests made. They just decided to march down the street with their assault rifles. Not sure that that's a good idea, but I guess they made their point. All right, here you go. If you're looking for a new job, a British resort marketing first choice is looking for a water slide tester. A water slide tester.
Oh, I love it.
Can I do that
job?
Well,
you can apply for it. I don't know if you, I mean.
I might have to move to England and leave here.
Once again, it's a gravity thing, right? I mean, you know.
I would be much more qualified than Kat.
Why? Because you weigh more?
I have more gravity.
Oh, that's it. Hello.
Yeah, did you say those gunmen had a chip in their shoulders?
Oh, that's very nice. Thank you. A chip on their shoulders. They may end up with a chip in their shoulder.
They had a clip in their pocket.
Yeah, that's right. But we all could end up with chips in our shoulders. Who knows? But, yeah, you could be the various slides for the company's Splash World Parks. They need you to go try those out and then write about it. It's a 6-month gig. Wow, the salary is $32,000. Plus you get a week long holiday. Well, if you're riding water slides for your job, what do you do on vacation?
Go to a desert.
That's put right. a lot of yeah. baby powder on your backside.
Yeah. What they do is they give you a 1 week holiday at one of the resort's properties at the end of the stint. So $32,000 to work 6 months testing water slides. I would think if it's in England, as long as it's not this time of year, that might not be a bad
deal.
That'd
be pretty cool.
Yeah. By the way, while we're speaking of England, they've apparently solved their homeless problem. The New York Post says the UK government is spending $300,000 to improve the lives of the homeless by giving them pottery lessons. Huh?
Better than pot, which is what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, one pottery instructor said this is a chance for them to end up very highly skilled. Because I'm thinking, I mean, really.
Wait, if you're going to teach them a skill, don't teach them something in the arts. That's like going from failure to failure.
Yeah, it's like having a history degree,
as
right?
As someone who studied these things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, okay, let me see. A degree in...
The only thing that would be worse would be to give them, like, teach them theater or something.
Yeah, really. Yeah, okay, you get a double E degree or you can learn how to make pottery. What do you think? I'm going to go with the double E degree. I think that might work. So some might call it an ugly nuisance, but those wrinkles that form on your hands after you've soaked in a tub too long? Scientists call this an evolutionary advantage.
It's for gription.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel good about this. Researchers say it is a trait that primates acquired to give them a better grip in the water, perhaps as if they were swinging from wet branches. Okay, sure. That's what the story
Why
says.
Why not?
The researchers studied people's ability to move objects from one box to another. Some had left their fingers in water a while. Others, they were dry. The pruny-handed subjects, I like that, were 12 times faster at transferring wet objects from box to box, suggesting that the little prunes there do help with the grippage.
Like the treads on a tire.
Yeah, that's it.
See, I thought the whole thing, the reason that it happened was because of just the laws of physics having to do with osmosis.
Right.
It keeps the cells from... like blowing up if they can have some sort of guard versus
right.
absorb, like just being overwhelmed with, you know, like just
exactly. You're exactly right. But the thing is, it ends up being a serve a purpose. That's true.
Sure.
Science may cause it, but you know, when we were created, it didn't necessarily mean that would have been part of the formula.
Well, I don't think that's why it was. I don't think the fit survived because they had wrinkly fingers.
No, it's because we could stand up straight and we could call each other names.
We had thumbs.
We had opposable thumbs. We could call each other names. We could make weapons. That's the reason we survived.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
We all want to live a long life, but there's a more important goal than longevity. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Like most every headstone, yours will likely be marked with a symbol that I wonder if you've really thought about. You see, somewhere below your name will be your birth date on the left and the date you died on the right. But the most important symbol will be the dash in between those two numbers. The dates will indicate when you lived and for how long, but the dash will cover the life you lived. My 6-year-old nephew, Ethan, is suffering from a congenital heart defect. He was born with only half a heart. But every day this little boy wakes up with such great joy in his face. He's raised over $5,000 for the American Heart Association. He's lifted the spirit in his little elementary school. But this may be the last year of his life. This little guy has lived a wonderful life, and it's boiled down to his faith, his relationship with his family, and pouring into others, even as a six-year-old. What will the dash on your headstone symbolize about the years you were given? A life filled with meaning, or just the number of years between two dates? Evan Essar once said, "You can't do anything about the length of your life, but you can do something about its width and depth." Now, I think he's right. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. "Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance?" The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. Texags reported yesterday West Virginia quarterbacks coach Jake Spavital, was the choice to succeed Cliff Kingsbury in working with Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. That became official last night, and shortly after that, the former Mountaineer assistant spoke with Bruce Feldman of CBS Sports, confirming the news that he had made the move to Aggieland. The 27-year-old spent the past two seasons at West Virginia as their quarterbacks coach and said, quote, "I am excited to get to A&M and continue the success that they've already had." A&M running backs coach Clarence McKinney, who handled play-by-play calling duties for the Cotton Bowl, is also expected to get promoted to offensive coordinator's role. Prior to coaching quarterbacks in Morgantown, Spavital worked with Brandon Whedon at OSU, Case Keenum at Houston, of course, Geno Smith while he was at West Virginia, and he's worked under Kevin Sumlin, Cliff Kingsbury, Dana Holgorsen, and Mike Gundy. One of the very few awards that is voted on after the entire season is over for the college ranks is the Manning Award. It's sponsored by the All-State Sugar Bowl and is in part brought to you by the illustrious Manning family. Here's Archie Manning, the father, of course, of Eli and Peyton, announcing this year's winner.
"We are truly excited that this year's winner, I'm sure it comes to no surprise to y'all, is Johnny Manziel, the outstanding quarterback at Texas A&M this year. Numerous honors he's won, so we're really excited about adding the Manning Award to that list."
And Manziel was very gracious in his acceptance.
"For me, this award is incredibly, incredibly high up on my totem pole and something that I definitely cherished for a long time. So I'm so incredibly thankful and blessed."
A bit later in the conference call, the first freshman to win the Heisman Trophy said he was trying to avoid, quote, "making the same mistakes again," after a picture of him holding a wad of cash at a casino was posted on his Twitter account on Saturday after the Aggies had beaten Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. The picture was later removed, and the celebrity website TMZ published pictures of him holding a champagne bottle at a Dallas nightclub the same night. Manziel was on a conference call to accept the Manning Award given to the top quarterback after the bowl season. The 20th-ranked Texas A&M women's basketball team took a run at the fifth top 10 team this season and played them for all they were worth. Junior Kelsey Bone and senior Christy Bellick played well, but not quite enough to hold off the constant pressure that was the number 6 Kentucky Wildcats. Bone recorded her fourth straight double-double with 27 points and 15 rebounds. Bellick recorded her third career double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds, and the ladies ran out of time, falling to the Wildcats 65-62. Jake Matthews, the junior All-American offensive tackle for Texas A&M, has announced that he will return for his senior season. Matthews will be the top candidate for the Outland Trophy as well as the Lombardi Award in 2013. Quoting Matthews, quote, "After careful consideration and much thought and prayer, I am happy to announce that I am returning to A&M for my senior season. There are a few things that that really swayed my decision. Number one was the opportunity to play with my younger brother, Mike." Moving now to baseball, after no one was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame due to the previous use of steroids, Major League Baseball will test for human growth hormone throughout the regular season and will step up efforts to track the use of artificial testosterone. Players were subject to blood testing for HGH during the spring training last year, and the agreement between the management and the Players Association expands throughout the season. Those in addition to urine tests for other performance-enhancing drugs will continue through the season as well. Turning now to the NBA, O.J. Mayo had 24 points and 10 rebounds. Vince Carter put in 23 off the bench, and the Mavs rallied from 17 down to beat the Sacramento Kings and stop their four-game slide, 117 to 112 in overtime last night. In an upset in top 25 college hoops, E.J. Singler scored 14 points, and Oregon overcame a slow start to beat number 4 Arizona, 70-66. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business after proudly serving the College Station and Bryan area. Our going out of business sale is the talk of the town, and we have just slashed prices an additional 15% off all sale-related items. This means savings up to 70% off our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and watches. The savings you get at Douglas Jewelers can't be matched by anyone else in town. Up to 70% off. Plus, take an additional 15% off all sale-related items. Don't miss your opportunity to buy fine jewelry at huge discounts. Douglas Jewelers, University Drive across from Home Depot.
About 4 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Fine job with the sports, but you did miss one story. The Lingerie Football League is getting a makeover.
Oh, see, I held that.
I thought I
just didn't have quite enough time.
That's true. The league announced yesterday that the female players would be changing the name to the Legends Football League.
Legends.
Well, of course they would, because after all, I'm sure they... And we could all name our favorite star from the old Lingerie Football League, right? Because there's so many legends.
We can.
Okay. Plus, they're changing their uniform. They'll be changing to performance wear, including a redesign of the shoulder pads for increased protection. What? You mean they're really going to play football? Is that the idea?
I've watched part of one of those games.
Have you?
They really play.
Do they? Well,
I was stunned when I saw what they were wearing and how they were playing, because I thought it was kind of a goof.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
Those women go at it.
Well, again, that's... I saw a commercial for something, maybe a prescription drug, and it was the woman was a roller derby girl.
We have a team here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I'm on it.
Are you?
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Hello?
The question I have was on the pruning thing. Do your hands prune faster in hot water or cold water?
Cat
may be able to answer that.
Cat may know that.
I really am not sure, but it seems to me like when my hands prune up, it's more often when it's with warm water.
Okay, well,
I don't know if it makes a difference either.
It could be a very easy thing for you to do this weekend.
To look up, but the only reason
don't look it up. You get a pan of hot warm water and a pan of cold water, and you put your hands in there.
That's goes against what I'm trying to do.
Oh, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to learn to play piano, so that would just be kind of...
Okay.
I don't know. But my guess is that it's warm water because the atoms are moving faster in a warm item.
Okay.
So, obviously, if they are going in and out between the cellular surfaces of your skin, uh-huh. If it's hot, of course, it's going to move faster. So that is the only reason why.
That's your thought on it. Hello?
Yeah, you ever get one of these shirts where the top button is either a little too high or a little too low? What do you do with that?
Buy a new shirt.
No, you button from the bottom. That's what you do. Hello?
Okay. If you put her hand in warm water, give her a straight shot to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Give me a what?
A straight shot to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, girls don't play those tricks on one another.
Sounds like camp trick.
Oh,
it
no.
Is.
Well, the other thing you could do, if you got somebody who's asleep, and I remember doing this to a guy, you fill one hand with shaving cream,
yep.
And then you tickle his nose,
yep.
You know.
Oh,
what? That's great. Anyway, they're going to call it the Legends Football League. They're going to redesign and wear performance wear, including the redesigned shoulder pads for the women of the gridiron. Women of the Gridiron. Hello? Okay, you got to wait till I reach over there. Got to reach over to answer that. Have you? This is pretty spectacular stuff. And again, a great place for you to waste time on your. All right, maybe they came back. Yes.
Hello. Now, the deal with the shaving cream is you put it in both hands because then when they realize what happened and go to wipe it off.
Very nice.
That's brilliant. I wish I'd have thought of that.
Well, but you have to think it's really hard to get somebody sleeping with both palms up. You know what I mean?
Well, my thought would be use whipped cream instead because shaving cream will ruin their clothes.
Actually, we did this to one guy, and we put shaving cream on the pie earlier in the day.
Oh, attaboy.
Yeah. And actually, I can tell you exactly what it was. It was when we went back to daylight saving time. Remember when we did that?
Yes.
It was like 40 years ago we did that. Well, you know. There's a guy and his parents weren't home, and we had the run of the house. And so, of course, we all went over there and sat and drank Coca-Cola and ate pizza.
Of course, that's what we were doing.
We were about 18 at the time, and this guy happened to overserve himself, and we just thought we'd let him enjoy himself.
Coke wiped him out.
Okay. You got to love Cat, but come on. How many guys sleep with clothes on?
Yeah.
Yeah.